Good afternoon, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Emily Ann Cole was sentenced on Monday, October 27th, 2025, for two separate cases. In district court, she pleaded no contest to operating a vehicle while visibly impaired. Her sentence includes 9 months of probation, completion of an AIAP program, 24 hours of community service, and sanctions on her driver's license imposed by the Secretary of State. In a separate circuit court case, she pleaded no contest to welfare fraud. She received a one-year delayed sentence contingent upon her payment of restitution totaling $3,466 and successfully completing her delay of sentence, which is scheduled for review on October 26, 2026. And Brandon Ozentoski was arraigned on Monday, October 27th, today, facing multiple charges, including assault, possession of ammunition, child abuse in the fourth degree, and domestic violence as a habitual second offender. His bond status remains unchanged and will continue as previously set by the court. Ozentoski is scheduled for a pretrial hearing on December 1st, 2025 at 10 a.m. And Ryan Lewis Warak, age 29, was sentenced on today for fleeing and eluding police in the fourth degree. Warak has no prior felonies and one prior misdemeanor. He claimed he did not see or hear the police car attempting to pull him over, but witnesses reported other vehicles on the road were pulling over at the time. The incident took place near M53 north of Sebring Road. As a consequence, Warak's driver's license has been revoked for 1 year. His sentence includes 18 months of probation, mandatory completion of the Thinking Matters program, and 3 days of jail time to be served up front. And Brian James Phillips, age 33, appeared in court for sentencing today after pleading guilty to assault charges. He has a long legal history, including 7 prior probation terms, 4 of which ended unsuccessfully, mainly due to alcohol issues, along with 1 felony and 12 misdemeanor convictions. As a consequence of his plea and record, Phillips was sentenced to 120 days in jail, receiving credit for 97 days already served, and was not given additional probation following this sentence. When we come back after this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you looking for a new compact utility tractor? Now's the best time to buy. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today to take advantage of their best deals yet. 1R and 3E compact utility tractors are available with 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 cash off. Check out the John Deere 1025R compact utility tractor or the larger 3E utility series John Deere tractors. Prefer to skip financing? You can get up to $2,000 extra cash off any of these machines. You'll get more tractor for less money, and John Deere tractors are backed by the best service and parts in the industry with John Deere and Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations throughout eastern Michigan. Head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today. These deals won't last forever.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, President Trump has arrived in Malaysia for the 47th ASEAN Summit, highlighting America's continued engagement in the Asia-Pacific. Trump attended a welcoming ceremony at Kuala Lumpur International Airport. The visit is the second stop on his Asia tour. Regional security and trade partnerships are key items on the agenda. The summit also features leaders from Southeast Asia and beyond. Outcomes may affect U.S. diplomatic ties in the region. And in international news, Russia says it repelled repeated drone attacks on Moscow overnight, forcing the closure of 2 city airports. Authorities blamed the incidents on escalating conflict with Ukraine. No major damage or casualties were reported. Security measures have been heightened across the capital. Air defense responses highlight ongoing regional instability. The events come amid continued fighting in border areas. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And we have no obituaries to report for this hour.